The Servant of Man, October 18. Observing all the ordinances. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. In his life and lessons, Christ has given a perfect exemplification of the unselfish ministry which has its origin in God. God does not live for himself. By creating the world, and by upholding all things, he is constantly ministering for others. This ideal of ministry God has committed to his Son. Jesus was given to stand at the head of humanity, that by his example he might teach what it means to minister. His whole life was under a law of service. Thus he lived the law of God, and by his example showed how we are to obey it. Again and again Jesus had tried to establish this principle among his disciples. When James and John made their request for preeminence, he had said, "Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. In my kingdom the principle of preference and supremacy has no place. The only greatness is the greatness of humility. The only distinction is found in devotion to the service of others." The ordinance of feet washing is an ordinance of service. This is the lesson the Lord would have all learn and practice. When this ordinance is rightly celebrated, the children of God are brought into holy relationship with each other, to help and bless each other. That his people might not be misled by the selfishness which dwells in the natural heart, and which strengthens by self-serving, Christ himself set us an example of humility. He would not leave this great subject in man's charge. Of so much consequence did he regard it that he himself, one equal with God, washed the feet of his disciples. This ceremony means much to us. God would have us take in the whole scene, not only the single act of outward cleansing. This lesson does not merely refer to the one act. It is to reveal the great truth that Christ is an example of what we through his grace are to be in our intercourse with each other. It shows that the entire life should be one of humble, faithful ministry.